Welcome to the Wool Gatherer podcast. This episode is brought to you by me, because I'm bored and living in my parents' house. That's it. So I don't know how to start a podcast, but I guess this is it. If you don't know me, my name is Johanna. I am a graduate student at Point Park University in Pittsburgh. Yeah, I wanted to start this podcast just to kind of have something to do, something to talk to, someone to talk to, if there's anyone actually listening. But yeah, that's why we're here. I don't know why you're here, probably just bored or you know me. But thank you for being here. It's nice to know that someone cares to listen to me stare at my screen and talk to a circle that's moving to tell me that my voice is being recorded. Which is a little bit weird. But I'm sure eventually I'll get used to it. So I've been getting a lot of questions from people on Instagram who've seen my page. Some of my friends and family. What exactly it means to be a wool gatherer? I honestly have never heard this term used in any situation before, and the way that I found this word was kind of sad. But wool gatherer means to be a daydreamer, to indulge in passing thoughts and fancies. And I wanted to name this podcast the Wool Gatherer Podcast because there's really not one topic that we're going to be discussing here. This isn't a sports podcast. This isn't an author podcast. This is whatever we make of it. Something might work one week, might not work the other week. One week we might talk about, I don't know, scotch tape. The next week we could be talking about, I don't know, doors. Things will change here quite frequently. We'll have a lot of different subjects to talk about, and I'd love to hear what you guys want to listen to. I've gotten a couple great suggestions already, a couple really terrible ones. They're just so bad. But you know what? If you give me a bad suggestion, we're going to talk about it anyway. And you'll find that out later in this podcast when we talk about one of the most interesting suggestions for topics that I got. But we'll go into subjects like writing, movies, books, video games, interviews. I'd love to get people on here to do a couple interviews just to break up the monotony so I don't have to just stare at my blank screen and pretend there's someone on the other end. So we'll for sure get some people on here to do some talking, so you don't have to just listen to me. But if you'd like to be on this podcast, if you'd like to give me suggestions, please go over to the Wool Gatherer Instagram account, which is the_WoolGatherer. There's a little sheep on our logo who's podcasting. I thought that was kind of clever of me. I did that design. Took me far longer than I'd like to admit, but it turned out all right. But please, shoot me a direct message. If you know me, text me. We'll figure it out. And I know we're kind of in the middle of a pandemic right now, but I think we could do interviews over Zoom. Or hell, you could even call it in. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'd love to have you on the podcast. So what made me want to start this is a great question. Recently, I had gotten into podcasts probably about November of last year. And recently, my favorite podcast, which is the Jenna and Julian podcast, which you should definitely go check out. They're on YouTube and on Spotify and wherever else you find podcasts. That podcast just ended after years and years and years. And it was kind of a shame because I really enjoyed that podcast, but you know, all good things come to an end. And sometimes things end so new things can begin. And I think that's the case here. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to have something put out there as a replacement for me. Something that I would want to listen to. This is something I'd want to listen to. I hope. I mean, this first episode isn't over yet, so this might end up to be total crap. But I wanted to put something out there that people could enjoy and just not have to think about too much. You know, like just come here and feel welcomed and feel like you could talk about anything. So hopefully this podcast will become that for all of you, if you're still listening. Which if you are, thank you. So that's one reason why I started this. The other reason why is I'm in grad school right now. Yay! But I'm doing an online course. Not course, it's a program. I'm doing an online program through Point Park for Masters of Arts, Masters of Fine Arts in screenwriting and playwriting, which is a lot of work. And I'm living with my parents, which is also a lot of work. But all my friends in St. Vincent are still there, trying to get through this pandemic. And it's a little bit lonely here. So I wanted something or someone or a computer, I guess, to talk to. So congrats, you're my new friend. Computer. Well, enough of that. So let's actually get into what we're going to be talking about today. Oh, and by the way, I don't have much professional recording equipment. Currently, I'm recording on my gaming headset, which is hopefully adequate. If we start getting more popular on this podcast, maybe I'll start to get better equipment. But who knows if that'll happen? We'll see. Ultimately, the goal, I'd love to have sponsors on this podcast. I'd love to, you know, make this bigger. And eventually, like, I'd love to tie this into my work. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. So, please stick around. You don't have to listen to the whole thing if you don't want, but I'd love to get some a little bit bigger, if you know what I mean. Anyhow, so the plan for today, we are going to do two things. It's not going to take very long. I don't see these episodes going much longer than a half hour, probably even less. But today we're going to do one of the very interesting suggestions one of you had for topics. And we're also going to do something I found while I was avoiding my schoolwork, which is a little Q&A sesh that I'm just using questions people posted on the internet. So there. So, the question or the episode that I had pitched to me, the suggestion was for me to rank all the letters of the alphabet in numeric order. Now, I thought that meant to rank the letters by levels of difficulty, but no. This person just wants me to rank the letters of the alphabet. From 1 to 26, I don't know. Please don't come for me if that's not how many letters there are in the alphabet. I think it's 26. We'll go with 26. I hope it's 26. Person who sent me this, if you're listening right now, which maybe you are, the suggestion is terrible. And I appreciate that you were willing to put this out there. But I think a simple Google search would be more helpful. Honestly, I think they could give you a good answer. If you're looking for the letters of the alphabet from number 1 to number 26-ish. If you're looking for difficulty, though, I can help you out there. Q is obviously the hardest letter. I would argue that O is probably the easiest, followed by I, second easiest. So there you have it. Q is the hardest number. O is the easiest number. Oh my God. It's been a long day and it's only noon. Okay, so moving on from whatever that was, we're gonna do this Q&A thing I found. And it's gonna be great, I hope. Have a feeling these questions are gonna be kind of dumb. But you know what? If you can't tell already, this podcast is gonna be kind of dumb. So without further ado, let's get right into it. How tall are you? It's a great question. Computer, I'm glad you asked. I am 5'10", finally. I grew the last half of an inch last year. It's been a dream of mine to not be 5'9" anymore, and I did it. I got taller at 22. I don't know how old I am. Fun fact for any of you who are listening that are under 21, 21 or under, after you turn 22, your birthdays and your age, it doesn't matter anymore. All of it is just this blur of blah. You're an adult, you can go to bars, you can party it up. And then you get to 22, and it's like, okay, nothing's changed, nothing will change. I'm just gonna go downhill from here. Hopefully I can prove myself wrong on that, but you know, right now it's not looking so good. What's my favorite food? You know, I don't know. I don't know. Favorite food. See, if you don't know me, I love to cook. I am a tornado in the kitchen. I will cook all day, every day, if I like you. If I don't like you, you ain't getting anything from me. But I love to cook. Last year, for Thanksgiving, I invited myself over to my friend's apartment. It's a small apartment with a small kitchen. And I made a full Thanksgiving dinner. I'm talking, it was like a 20-pound turkey. Two huge aluminum trays of stuffing, like two cans of cranberry sauce. What else was there? Oh my God, the mashed potatoes. There were so many. The gravy, ugh. But I cooked for pretty much 2 days. It was a lot of work, but you know what? I'd do it again. Anyhow, favorite food. I don't even remember if I said anything. I don't know. I like Thai food. Pad Thai is probably right up there. That's one of my favorite things to cook is Asian food. Let's see. My biggest fear. It's kind of personal. We'll go with spiders. That seems good enough. We won't get into my complex psychological fears. My zodiac sign. I am a Gemini. I couldn't tell you what that means. Apparently it means two-faced. I don't even know. I don't know anymore. I know nothing about the zodiac. Whatever stuff. That's maybe a good idea for a future podcast. If any of you know stuff about that, would like to inform me of what the heck a Gemini is supposed to be, shoot me a message. Let me know. Who's my favorite artist? The heck does that mean? Does it mean like painter? Does it mean Singer, Van Gogh, or Rembrandt are my two favorite painter artists. I was actually in, L I think it was in London. Was it in London? Yeah. When I was in London 2 years ago, we went to the British Museum, which is, it is incredible. Incredible. So much culture that the British stole. It's kind of sad, but there's a lot of very interesting pieces there. Anyway, they had an exhibit on Rembrandt's like charcoal pencil sketches, and they were gorgeous, absolutely beautiful. I have never seen work that detailed with just a pencil. Anyway, if you mean singer, I don't have a favorite singer. My music taste is very eclectic. A lot of musical theater, which is kind of sad. My celebrity crush. Let's see. Where to begin? Celebrity crush. You know what? I'm just going to come right out and say it. It's Adam Driver. Sorry. Sorry, I love Adam Driver. He's such a like just a nice guy, like laid back, great actor. What's not to love? What kind of kid was I? I was bad. I was a bad kid. Every time I was bad as a child, my mom made me read to my younger sister, and I theorize that's why she's so smart. It was my fault. It wasn't. She's just brilliant. And I'm just me. favorite movie. Here we go. It's Star Wars. No question. Star Wars. Which one, you ask? I'm glad you asked. Probably Force Awakens. Now hear me out. That's my favorite because it's the first one I saw in theaters. And I remember going in. I was a Star Wars fan before it came out and when I was little. And then I kind of grew out of that. Because there's no more Star Wars. Like, when I was growing up, like, it was when Episode 3 came out. I remember when it came out. I didn't see it because I wasn't a fan then. But I remember there being absolutely nothing. So I kind of just outgrew it. And I went and saw Force Awakens in theaters. And wept so much. And I saw it 3 times in 1 week. It was the most and most frequent I had seen a movie in theaters. Only to be outdone by Rise of Skywalker. 4 years later? I saw that 4 times. Not in 1 week, though. Fun fact, I spent last Valentine's Day alone in a theater watching The Rise of Skywalker by myself. It's honestly the best movie experience I've ever had. No one else in that theater. Do I have any pets? I do. I have a 2-year-old golden retriever. Her name is Jean Louise Scout Finch Phillips. Scout for short. It's kind of an excessive name, but you know, whatever. She's wonderful. Before her, we had a golden retriever named Liberty. She was 14, before she passed away. She was wonderful. My best friend growing up. Who's my favorite family member? What the? I can't answer that. Hopefully, some of them are listening. If you're listening, family member, my favorite family member is you. Aw. Do I play any instruments? Yes! I play. God, how many instruments do I play? It depends on what you would categorize as an instrument. I play the piano. That's definitely an instrument. I don't play it very well because I kind of self-taught myself the important parts. So I'm not so good. I play the clarinet. I am actually relatively good at clarinet. I played tenor sax for a while. I was not super good because I quit lessons. The thing was extremely heavy and hurt my thumbs. And then I play a couple of eclectic instruments. The washboard, if you know me, I'm a big fan of washboards. Don't ask why. Maybe I'll go into that in a future podcast. I'll have my former roommate on. She can explain it. I also am very skilled at kazoo. I actually won my second grade talent show playing the chicken dance on the kazoo wearing a chicken hat. And by chicken hat, I mean it was a full, like it looked like an entire chicken was just perched atop my head. I won first place. Anyway, where did I go to school? Well, that's none of your business. I went to St. Vincent College for undergrad. I got a degree in English, focus in creative writing. Great department there. I had a very good time with the English department there. I also have a minor in environmental science. Fun fact, I actually chose St. Vincent because I was going to be an environmental science major. And then I realized I didn't like science. So I got out of there. Yeah. What countries have you been to? I have been to 3 total countries. And one, obviously, is this country. I am podcasting from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the United States of America. Unfortunately. I'm just kidding. Probably. So obviously, United States, have been there. And there. I have been to England. I visited 2 years ago for a class on Shakespeare and the theater. So, spent a week in Bankside. It was wonderful. Took a short jaunt on over to Oxford and over to Stratford-upon-Avon. Highly recommend. If you can, whenever this pandemic's over, go to London. It's beautiful. The city, it reminds me of downtown Pittsburgh, if you've ever been there. Beautiful. Wonderful people, too. I've also been to Ireland. I went to Ireland literally the week before everything closed for the pandemic. So we landed the first day that Dublin reported their first case. Which was terrifying. But I was in Dublin for a week. We visited County Sligo to tour some poets' living places, things like that. Saw Ben Bulbin, which if you haven't heard of, haven't seen, again, highly recommend. Beautiful. If I could own anything, what would it be? God. You know, I'd probably want the Skywalker Ranch Star Wars collection. Not Skywalker Ranch. I don't remember what it's called. There's a Star Wars museum somewhere. I can't remember what it's called, but they have like... Oh, they have so much stuff. Oh, I'd love it. Something practical, though. I'd love to have some... love to have some custom-made swords, you know? And that also sounds weird. I'm sorry. But I'm an author. I've self-published 2 books. And one of the things I've found is it really helps me to have something physical to hold or look at to base what I'm writing on. And having those things would just kind of, you know, I can't explain it. I'll talk about this more in a writing podcast someday. But I actually just ordered my first sword on Amazon. It was $50. Best $50 I've ever spent. No, not really. The sword's really cool, though. It's sitting behind me right now. I need to hang it on my wall. My parents will let me. Oh, here comes my dog. I apologize for any background noise. Again, I am in my parents' basement. This is not a studio, believe it or not. I don't have the money for that. I also don't have the money to live on my own. So if you hear my dog, sorry. My Scout. Fun fact, Scout eats bugs for us. That's part of the reason why I've set up shop downstairs and I'm okay with it. It's because There's a lot of spiders down here. But if Scout's around, I just kind of point them out, and if she cares to, she'll eat them. She's unique. Okay, so do I have allergies? Not to specific things. I get really bad allergies, like in spring and fall, when it comes to pollen, stuff like that. Grass. Oh, cut grass. Scout, you are a fool. She's like spinning around on the ground. That's my girl. Do I know how to cook? Duh. Answered that already. Favorite meal of the day? I don't know. Dinner, I guess. Favorite time of the day? Midnight, because I am alone. I'm usually playing video games. Do I like to laugh? I hate laughing. I'm kidding. I love to laugh. What makes me happy? Being around my friends. That makes me happy. What makes me sad? Not being around my friends. That makes me really sad. What makes me angry? Ooh. If you mess with people I love, I won't forget that. Friends, family, I won't forget. Have I ever had any serious relationships before? No, we're gonna pass. No, I have not. I'm single and ready to mingle. So, gentlemen, if you're out there ever, please. I'm funny and I cook. I'm really nice. My favorite type of shoes. Combat boots. Oh my god, my voice. There we go. Combat boots. I got these combat boots for Christmas last year. My god, I could kick someone's ass in those. Do I like the snow? I love the snow. I would totally move to Alaska if I could, because of snow and also beautiful. Where do I work? In my basement. Do I like my job? No, I'm unemployed. If I could work anywhere, where would that be? Probably in a basement of my own and not my parents someday. For myself. I'd love to be a screenwriter or playwright. Have I ever quit? I came close. Have I ever been fired? No. Do I like cats or dogs? I'm a dog person. However, I kind of co-own a cat. With my one of my former roommates. I've had like five former roommates. It's a long story. But she's my best friend. And we worked together one summer. And it was at St. Vincent. And we heard this, like, it sounded like a bird in a bush. So we went over and investigated eventually. And it was a kitten. And he was less than 6 weeks old. He was tiny. He fit in the palm of my hand. Granted, I have man hands and they're huge, but he was a tiny boy. So she adopted him. I'm his godmother, but he calls me God for short. I think that's nice. His name is Birdie because he sounded like a bird. I came up with the name. I wanted to name him Simba or Mufasa because, as you'll probably find out later, I love The Lion King. Absolutely love. Anyhow, favorite team? Big Steelers fan. I like the Penguins too. They're all right. If I had to choose, I like Steelers more, but I'd be more inclined to go to a Pens game. Pens fans are nicer. Steelers fans, my God, you go there, you get a beer dumped on you every time. It's like 12 and someone dumped a beer on me accidentally. Traumatized me. Not actually, but. Favorite TV show. Oh god. Honestly, I can't tell you. I really like Game of Thrones. That's a good one. Star Wars with Clone Wars is pretty good. Avatar and Legend of Korra are two new ones that I really enjoy. I always go back to The Office. The Office is great. One part of pop culture I hate. The fandom menace. Oh my god, Star Wars fans are the worst sometimes. Sorry, Star Wars fans. But if you're on Star Wars Twitter, if you've made your way into the pits of hell like I have, my god. Nothing could make those people happy. Fortunately, I've fallen into the other part of Star Wars Twitter where it's full of good people, so. Am I organized? No. What makes me nervous? Talking on the phone, talking to new people, talking to people, all people. People make me nervous. Have ever won any awards? I got most sarcastic in high school. am I religious? Not really anymore. Not as much. I still believe in like a Christian God, but like, Catholic Church right now is kind of, Oh no, is that the end? I could go over some ones I skipped. Ever been in a fight? No, but I've had to break up fights before. Trouble with the law? No, absolutely not. Who's made the most difference in my life? A great question. I don't know. Probably the teachers I've had. I've had some really, really good teachers. They've been big influences on me. One fad I fell victim to. I don't do fads. I don't do anything. So no, none. Not answerable. Favorite color? Blue. Blue, but like a like an ocean blue. Like kind of like with a little bit of green. Am I irritable? Unfortunately, a little bit, yes. favorite beverage or cocktail? Oh man. Something called the London Mule, which is a Moscow Mule, but it has mint and gin instead of vodka. It is chef's kiss, amazing. Favorite sandwich? I don't know. A free one. yeah. See. Do I have any brothers or sisters? Yes, I have one sister. I kind of mentioned that before. She's nice. Maybe I'll have her on as a guest. I don't know if she'd want to. I'm not gonna tell you her name or anything, just in case. But I'll ask her. Maybe we'll do some Zoom. She's off at school right now. What's she studying? I'm not gonna tell you. Stop asking me questions. Jeez, these questions are kind of whatever. Oh, here we go. Ever had severe food poisoning? No. Food and I get along splendidly. You ever had surgery? Yes, I have. When I was 5, I broke both bones in my arm, my right arm. The bones, let's just say, it was a very bad break, and they had to do surgery on my arm. I've also had surgery on my toe twice. And let me tell you, being awake for that, not fun. Novocaine in your foot, there is no pain greater than that. Oh my god. Favorite holiday? Oh, God, probably enjoy. I can't pick one. I like the trifecta. The trifecta is what I refer to Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. It's 3 months of like partying. It's great. I had to pick one. Probably Christmas. We do 3 Christmases because my grandparents are divorced, so we do our just like mom, dad, sister Christmas. Then we do Christmas with my extended family and my grandpas, and then same group at my grandma's. It's a great time. Love seeing everyone. We have a lot of laughs. Cities or small towns? Small towns. I like the country life. Adrenaline junkie? I am absolutely not. That kind of shit scares me. Oh, probably can't swear. Maybe I'll change the settings of this to make it explicit, but. Yeah, I probably have to now. Oh well. Do you enjoy clubs or bars? Depends. I don't like bars or clubs on the weekends when a lot of people are there. The bar's empty? Hell yeah, I'm there. Would you ever join the military? Oh God. You know, I considered it. But if you know me, I'm not exactly the military type. I don't think I could do that. Are you happy with yourself? What? Stop trying to. Oh my God. Have you ever punched someone? No. Jeez, these questions went from like 0 to 100. Provocative questions. We're gonna ignore that. Professional questions. Do you enjoy working here? Oh no. Sure. Well, this that kind of took a weird turn. I'll find one more, and then we'll wrap it up for the day. Any crazy drunk stories? I think that's a great one. A good question, computer. I'm glad you asked, kind of asked me, just presented me with an article. One time, when I was 21, okay, listen. I was 21, okay, at school. This year, it was probably February. I was hanging out with a couple people in their dorm. We were having a great time. And I got a little bit drunk, which is drunk in Johannesburg. But I got a little bit tipsy, and I decided to walk back to my dorm, which was all the way across campus. But, you know, there was no other alternative. I had to go. So, I leave. And I cut through a building because it was winter and it was freezing, because La Trobe has a tendency to be very cold sometimes. But I was walking through like the community center, and one of the doors was propped open. I was like, "What the heck? Why is this door propped open?" But it was propped open with this giant ass rock. And I don't know exactly what happened, but I like looked at the rock, and the rock looked at me. We had just like this connection. Man, this rock. So I was like, "Rock, you're coming back with me." So I pick the rock up, shove it in my backpack, stagger on back to my room, and go to sleep. I wake up in the morning, forgot about the rock, open my backpack, and there it is. I still have that rock. It's actually sitting right in front of me right now. A nice rock, but actually put a sticky note on it that says, "You can do it, bitch." So it's kind of nice to have a little bit of encouragement when I'm working. Slash a little bit of. I don't even know what I consider that. Anyway, I'm gonna wrap it up. We're at 40 minutes. Wow. I didn't think we'd get that far. TBH. Thanks for joining me. I'm really glad you're here. If you stuck around to the end. If you just skipped to the end, welcome to the end. Glad you probably missed a lot of stuff. It's okay. I don't know how often we'll have episodes. I'm going to shoot for once every 2 weeks. Maybe we'll make it more and make the episodes shorter. Maybe we'll make it less. Depends on my schedule. I'll post on Instagram. I'll probably start a Twitter at some point, too. So, follow me on social media. And yeah. Thanks for being here. I really appreciate it. Oh, also, I want to give some credit to Pixabay. It's a website where I got the intro and outro. Is that a word? Exit music? I don't know. The music for this podcast that you can enjoy. It's a nice little country banter. So yeah, thanks for being here, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.